she would not willingly leave me. On the other hand, she couldn't really call in backup. Her partner was dead, and she was technically doing something just a little bit outside department regulations and, for that matter, the Florida Penal Code. So what would she do? I took another sip of water. The bottle was more than half empty now, but it did seem to ease the pain in my head a bit. Not that the pain went away, but hey, it wasn't really so bad. I mean, pain meant I was alive. And who was it who said, "Where there's life, there's hope"? Maybe Samantha knew, but as I opened my mouth to ask her, she took the water bottle back and took a big sip. And I remembered I was trying to think about what my sister would have done and why that led to my being here. I took the bottle back from Samantha and sipped the water. Deborah wouldn't leave me like that. Of course not. Deborah loved me. And the realization flooded into me. I loved her, too. I took another swig of water. It's a funny thing, love. I mean, to realize this at my age was weird, but I was actually surrounded by so much love. My whole life. From my adoptive parents, Harry and Doris. They didn't have to love me. I wasn't really their kid. But they did. They did love me, like so many others. All the way up to now with Debs and Rita, Cody, Aster, and Lillianne, beautiful, wonderful, miraculous Lillianne, the ultimate bringer of love. But all those others, too, they all loved me in their own way. Samantha took the water bottle and sipped, and it hit me with a tremendous rush of insight. Even Samantha had shown me so much love. She had proved it by risking everything that meant anything to her, everything she had always wanted, just to give me a chance to escape. Wasn't that an act of pure love? I took another sip of water and felt myself completely surrounded by all these wonderful people, people who loved me, even though I had done some very bad things. But what the hell, I had stopped, hadn't I? Wasn't I now trying to live a life of love and responsibility in a world that had suddenly blossomed into a place of wonder and joy? Samantha grabbed the bottle and took a big swig. She handed it back and I finished it eagerly. Delicious, the best water I'd ever tasted. Or maybe I was just appreciating things more. Yes, the world was really an amazing place after all, and I fit in perfectly. And so did Samantha. What a wonderful person she was. She had taken care of me too and didn't have to, and she was taking care of me now, nurturing me and stroking my face with what could only be called love. What a wonderful girl she was. And if she wanted to be eaten, wow, I had an epiphany. Food is love. So wanting to be eaten was just another way to share love. And that was the way Samantha had chosen because she was so filled with love she couldn't possibly hope to express it except in some ultimate form like this. Amazing!